79.
WAKY, Louisville, Kentucky. It's Magic Memory Time. WAKY Radio 790.
Hey, shades of Timothy L. Tyler on WAKY. The good old days return.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409, 409, 409, 409.
Hey, the Beach Boys! Oh, hey, that's 409. Remember the Beach Boys, July 26, 1964. Love those Beach Boys! Hey, I'm WAKY, Timothy L. Tyler, returning on April Fool's Day, 1970. I guess they're bringing back all the fools. Jack Sanders back in Louisville, do you believe that? Hey, speaking of the Beach Boys, when we had the Beach Boys back at our Christmas show in 1964, there was a few of us around. We had a gentleman on that show who I had a chance to spend some time with. Brian Wilson was ill, if you remember, back like Christmas, December 30th, 1964. But a young gentleman was at Freedom Hall substituting for Brian Wilson. No one knew of him then. I did because of his guitar playing ability, which was known on the West Coast. Had a few records. His name was Glenn Campbell. Let's hear it from Glenn Campbell. Galveston on WAKY, April Fool's Day, with Timothy L. right here on Big Wacky.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing.
The Big 79 WAKY April Fool's Special, Timothy L. Hey, and Jack Sanders back in town, Jim Brand, George Williams, Rusty Reynolds. I hope you got to hear some of these people today. I don't know who else we have coming up this evening, but we're sure having a lot of fun. Of course, it's not like it was, but here we are trying to have some fun at it and bring back some memories on April Fool's Day 1970. Let me clue you in on weather scene real quick like here. Shower and scattered thunder showers and mild this afternoon and tonight. High today 60, low tonight 50. Showers ending by tomorrow. Gradual clearing a little cooler. High tomorrow 55. Mostly sunny Friday and seasonably cool. It is now big 60 degrees.
790 WAKY, Derby City.
Remembering some of the good old days on April Fool's Day with some of the good old boss jocks on WAKY Radio, Cosmo!
I've been and told a Mary Sue that you kissed me goodbye.
Yeah, Mommy!
Yeah, Mommy!
Yeah, Mommy!
Yeah, Mommy!
Yeah, Mommy, honey!
On Fun, Love, and Wacky. Jack Sanders would have dug that one out if he had kind of found it. I found it back in the back room, buried underneath something. But that's Cosmo. He's now a successful horse trainer and tours. Well, he has horses at Churchill Downs coming up this season. I know he's in Florida a good part of the year training many successful horses. Cosmo. Woo! Remember the Sultans, the Cosmo, the Monarchs, the Carnations and Trendells. Those were the good old days, baby, and that's what we're bringing back on April Fool's Day. Timothy L. Tyler reminiscing on April 1st, 1970.
790 WAKY.
Ain't it the truth, Ruth?
Summer's Urban Port has an enviable record you should know about. Obviously, price and quality service does make a difference.
It's a fact.
Summer's Urban Ford sells more new cars than any other dealer.
It's a fact.
Summer's Urban Ford sells more used cars than any other dealer.
It's a fact.
Summer's Urban Ford sells more new and used trucks than any other dealer.
It's a fact.
Summer's Urban Ford sells more parts and services more cars than any other dealer. And this has been going on at Summer's Urban Ford, 3rd in Breckenridge, for over 50 years. Now, doesn't that tell you something?
Hey, WAKY, April Fool's Time. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. Another group we had the pleasure of bringing to Louisville, the Four Seasons. Four Seasons, super sounds for you on Fun, Love, and Wacky, April Fool's Day, Timothy L. Tyler. Hey, back in the old settler, baby. 11 minutes past 6 o'clock, WAKY, good old April Fool's Time.
It's for you.
It's for you.
It's for you.
The station that's all.
W-A-K-Y.
This Friday night, the University of Louisville Red Barn Committee and Volkswagen of America present the Young Bloods.
Come on, people now.
Connection Convention Center. All seats are $4 with proceeds going to the Red Barn Student Project. Get your tickets at the U of L ticket office, Variety Records in the Mall, and Convention Center. The Young Bloods and Rotary Connection.
All right. Hey, and you know, tickets for the Young Bloods Rotary Connection concert available at all River Music stores, available at Convention Center, available at Variety Records in the Mall, and at the U of L. I would like to take just a moment here to editorialize just a little bit on the U of L Red Barn. I didn't know I was going to have this opportunity, but you know, this U of L Red Barn, and for which all the proceeds from this Young Bloods Rotary Connection concert will go. You know, 3,000 student signatures saved the old Caldwell Tank Company from destruction by urban renewal, and the building was preserved by the students to be used as a student center. Of course, as many of you know, U of L does not really have any kind of facility on campus for large student functions. Thus, the Red Barn. Now, the building will be used as a coffee house. It'll also have a nonprofit bookstore and for student dances and concerts to raise money for other less fortunate people in the community. And they've already had such projects like this, like the grand opening of the Red Barn, I think it was last week, featured Gary and Sherry Edwards and the Embers, with all the profits going to the Portland Area Boys Club. $250 will be donated to the Portland Area Boys Club from this very first barn event, which was last Friday night, I believe. You know, future events will feature CinemaScope movie productions. They have all these facilities out there. Other local amateur entertainers, a place with rustic atmosphere. Well, it's a warehouse is what it actually is. 50-foot ceiling, and they've converted it into a very top-notch place with very top-notch sound reproduction. The Red Barn event coming up on April 10th will feature the Wolf Brothers, and this will be a benefit with all proceeds going to the Muscular Dystrophy Fund. But of course, all this, all these facilities cost money, and that's what this Young Bloods Rotary Connection concert. So if you haven't given a whole lot of consideration of attending this concert, which is going to be phantasmaglorious, groovy, Scooby-Doo, that will be this Friday night at Convention Center with the Young Bloods and Rotary Connection. And that Rotary Connection is a groove. Well, the Young Bloods speak for themselves. Hey, let's turn it back on April Fool's Day, 1970. Let's get down there in the gutter with Tommy Tucker. Put on your high heel sneakers, baby.
Put on your red dress, baby. Pretty sure you're gonna knock them down.
Tommy Tucker, 17 minutes past 6 o'clock, Fun Loving and Wacky, April Fool's Day, Timothy L. Tyler, the biggest April fool of them all, right here. Hey, we'll be here for a little while. I don't know how long they'll let me loose like a goose. Hey, it's John W. Walker, though, sometime.
If you're looking for little car economy and big car comfort, look no further, my friend. The car you want is at Smoke Motors on Dixie Highway. The Toyota Corona four-door sport sedan carries five people in comfort and zips from 0 to 60 in 16 seconds. The snappy Toyota Corona delivers up to 25 miles to the gallon, and it's available with automatic transmission, all for around $2,000. Buzz out to Smoke and test drive the surprising Toyota. That's Smoke Motors, one of Smoke's big four. Dixie Highway at Pleasure Ridge Park, across from Dixie Manor.
Let's see if we can dig out another one of those old time jingles.
You'll hear the most popular music. Just the best will do. A big radio in Louisville, W-A-K-Y.
Hey, they do dig them out, huh? Okay, Billy Joe Royal. That and them there Boondocks. Up down there. In a while.
Down in the boondocks. Down in the boondocks.
Lord, have mercy on a boy from down in the boondocks.
One of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, Billy Joe Royal. Down in those there boondocks. Hey, WAKY April Fool's time. It's 21 past 6 o'clock. Timothy L. Tyler on April Fool's Day, 1970. And that's the biggest April Fool's joke you'll ever have.
W-A-K-Y.
Oh, they even dug back and got the old jingles. Hey. Timothy L. Tyler from Fun, Love, and Wacky Radio. I guess I ought to play one here for my wife, who fell all in love with me again when I quit being a disc jockey.
Sad.
1960 was the year.
Sad. Took every sweet like sugar and spice.
Sandy. On Fun, Love, and Wacky, that's Larry Hall. 1960, 10 years ago. Has it been that long? Hey, it's 23, 23 minutes past 6. April Fool's Day, 1970. And Timothy L's the last fool of them all. Are there any more fools going to be back with us today? I'm the last. Jim Brand, Rusty Reynolds, Jack Sanders. George Williams didn't make it.
Right.
He binked out. All right, I didn't think they'd let Jack Sanders back in town.
W-A-K-Y, Channel 79, Louisville, K-Y.
Jack came in town to do his portion of the show, and we had a lot of fun reminiscing about the good old days, and there were some good old days. Jack, you might be interested to know, because he didn't talk very much about himself when he was on the air, is a very successful radio, TV production. Well, he owns a company, and he is very involved in the production of radio and TV commercials with his headquarters in Nashville, Tennessee, and is doing a terrific job. John Walker will be with you in a little while. Hang on, we just got a little more time. 60 degrees, WAKY temperature.
Hi, this is Lee Corso, and I'm very proud to have been named the honorary chairman of the 1970 Kentucky Special Olympics for the mentally retarded. I am tremendously proud to be associated with this beautiful and wonderful cause. And we, the University of Louisville football team, will participate in 100%. And we're asking the community to help with everything they have, especially with finances. Please send all the donations to the Kentucky Special Olympics, Post Office Box 13334, Louisville, Kentucky, 40213.
All righty. Let's go with more music, old-time music, on old-time radio with old-time disc jockeys. The Four Tops, this is the one that started it all for them. On the Big 79 WAKY April Fool's Day, Timothy L. Tyler, as we reminisce a bit here. Hey, WAKY time, 60 degrees, WAKY temperature, 28 minutes past 6. Where did they pick this one up at?
790 WAKY.
John Walker's wanting his spot back. Hey, I found this one, though, by the Monarchs.
That's it by the Monarchs, Super Giant Boyacola, Homeward Angel, and Timothy L. Tyler still with us, Tim, and I want you to know it's really been great listening to all you old-timers today. And I want you,
29 and I'm a has-been.
I want you to know that your fans haven't forgotten you. Some of the people who used to listen to you called in, and let me find my piece of paper here, see who the people are that called in and wanted you to know that you sound just as good as you ever did. All the residents of Mount Holly Nursing Home.
Oh, God.
They all called
Thanks
in.
Yeah, and wanted you're a nice guy.
Do you need any help back to your wheelchair now?
Get out of here.
Can you? Oh, by the way, I in all sincerity, I should say this. Tim, I can tease around with Tim like this because Tim works here. In fact, he's one of the top sales executives here at WAKY right now. But anyhow, you sounded great. Thanks a lot, Tim, okay?
This is the Big 79.
WAKY, Louisville, Kentucky.
It's 6:30, and this is Dude Walker on Fun Lovin' Wacky.
Jennifer Tompkins was born on a Sunday. Her dad